New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took a break from his presidential campaign Tuesday to meet with the Federal Transportation Secretary and the state's two U.S. senators about a new train tunnel under the Hudson River. But as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports in this news analysis, despite increasing urgency, 5 years of inaction on both sides of the Hudson makes the project that much harder to complete.
Governor, can you tell us if you'll support a tunnel?
We put out a statement, and you can all read the statement.
That's Governor Chris Christie, fresh off the presidential campaign trail after the big tunnel confab in Newark. The statement was standard bureaucratic rhetoric, a substantive and productive meeting. Everyone was committed to a path forward. But Christie was pressed as he slipped out the back door. How committed?
Governor, how critical is this issue to New Jersey?
I showed up today, right?
He did show up, even as showing up has become more difficult for everyone else. The day before the meeting, there was another round of terrible delays under the Hudson. Christie took a helicopter over the Hudson to return from a television interview about his political campaign. That's not an option for most New Jersey commuters, like this bank worker named Nina, who was recently stuck in days of delays from broken tunnel power lines.
It's sickening. It's impossible to plan your work week with New Jersey Transit because you never know when you're going to get into the city. And I was just thinking about it today, and I thought, who's accountable for this?
The list of who's accountable is shamefully long. It includes anti-spending Republicans in Congress and a host of local elected officials, beginning with Christie himself. 5 years ago, he killed another tunnel project under the Hudson, the so-called Access to the Region's Core, or ARC Tunnel. This was Christie in the fall of 2010, predicting financial Armageddon.
When you max out your credit card, there comes a point where you say, I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to blindly go down the road and say, well, someone else will figure it out.
Upon cancellation of the ARC, Christie immediately endorsed a different tunnel, an Amtrak tunnel called the Gateway. Under normal procedures, Christie would have directed New Jersey Transit to work with Amtrak to make the Gateway happen. Instead, the Christie administration did virtually nothing. He's a road man, not a train man. For his part, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also did nothing. His state sees more income tax revenue from New Jersey commuters than from any New York county other than Manhattan, Nassau, and Westchester. But here's Cuomo earlier this month on what he'll do to get a new tunnel.
It's not my tunnel. Why don't you pay for it?
Cuomo said he wouldn't accept a loan for the tunnel. He demanded the federal government promise him a grant up front.
There's no moral, legal, or ethical reason why the state should be looked at to fund it, or the states, plural, New Jersey and New York.
Cuomo was so peeved about the possibility of being asked for money for the new tunnel that he refused to even show up at Tuesday's meeting with Secretary Fox. But no federal grants get issued until local officials ask for the money. That's how grants work. You apply for them, and to do that, you have to be sitting at the table. As for Christie, let's assume he's finally brought his roll-up-your-sleeves-and-get-it-done best self to the new tunnel project. Even if that's true, it may not be so easy now that he's running for president. Just last week, he signed a campaign pledge not to raise a gas tax, cutting off a major source of funds for paying off any tunnel loans. The alternative is begging Washington for money at a time when Republicans in Congress are downright hostile to federal funding for infrastructure projects, especially trains. The other alternative? Here's Tom Wright of the Regional Plan Association.
The worst-case scenario is an engineer for Amtrak goes down to inspect the tunnel next week, next month, sees more cracks, sees more damage, and says, sorry, can't run this trains through this tunnel anymore.
Wright gives that an 85% chance of happening before a new tunnel can be built.
And so we would probably see employment go down, tax revenues go down, people would probably move away from New Jersey, and we would see a mini recession.
A problem that even a helicopter can't solve. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.